Got the law after me. All my exes live in Texas. Hello, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the pre-show for Friday. We're going to do another classic Friday. I got too much shit going on. I got a lot of shit I got to do tomorrow. I got a lot of shit that I had done today. Chiefs Kingdom. What the hell is this? Oh, I'm getting local Kansas City television. Is that it? Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah. And so what I'm going to do here is roll a classic, but I'm wondering which one it ought to be, you know. Let's see now. Here we go. God damn it. And just at random. It's pulling at random, man. Let's pull it at random, if you'll pardon the expression. you know? Let's see. We got it random. Dak. I know Dak's Jordan, but his name is Dax, not Jack, not Dak. Bobby Dooley says Bush looked like he had a few during the presidential debate 2004. I don't know. Paying for votes. Margaret had a costume removed from a store. Had a customer removed from a store for hate speech because she said Kerry looked like he had a pole up his ass. Lloyd Bonavista Sr., whose neighbors don't want to see his Corvette and weight equipment in the open garage. Lloyd says they're jealous. To me, that sounds hysterical. I think we'll rock and roll that motherfucker. What do you think about that, huh? Let me get my kisser back up on the screen here, because what we're going to do, basically. All right. I downloaded that, but you could stream it. Let's see. Let me see about streaming this here thing. All my exes live in Texas. All my S's live in Texas. Not to drop any names, but you guys remember the name George Slater? George Slater was the executive producer of Laugh-In. Long time ago. You'd have to be an old-timer. You'd have to be fucking old. But George Slater should get credit because Laugh-In was a groundbreaking television
8-6-8-6.
Television and comedy product, as was Saturday Night Live, as were the Smothers Brothers.
You know, over the years,
because till then, before those shows, there wasn't any real topical humor on television.
Four Report will also have...
Let's see where Lloyd is.
For a long time.
There is.
The situation in your neighborhood, though. Not now, but soon.
I about what the kids do to
you're
other
sick.
Old people.
You know, you're sick.
I'm sick?
You need to call my daughter. She's a shrink. She could really do a number on you.
She's a shrink, or
yeah,
is she just one
Los
of those nurses
Angeles.
That holds the keys?
She's in Los Angeles.
What's her name?
Alex.
No, don't tell, I don't want any names given.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to protect.
Oh, see, you don't want her name because you want to protect her, but me, I got to sit here and eat sawdust.
Well, who told you to call on the phone?
I'm the guest on the show.
Well, get off.
You're not the guest.
Get off.
Hey, let me ask you something, Virginia. How many bedpans does your daughter really change every day? Because if she's a psychiatrist...
What are you
if she's a
about?
Psychiatrist, my name is Vince Lombardi.
Bill Henry Show.
How many gold?
Man, that's classic stuff right there. Can't we get that on our 2004 CD? Hey, by the way, speaking of the 2004 CD, it's coming up, baby. And we're going to have all the signings. We're going to do all the stuff we do every year with our brand new Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD. This year's CD is entitled Fahrenheit 7-Eleven.
Is your daughter a psychiatrist?
It's going to have not only an entire CD of our great phone calls, an entire CD of our great...
is your daughter a psychiatrist, or does she just hold the keys?
You know, Walter David Maynard, whatever that crap is we do. Bob Bakian, some stuff like that. So it's available on our website soon. Not now, but soon. While you're at our website, why don't you pick up our Best of the Year 2003 CD. Years. So if you're missing one, like the 2000 or whatever, 90, they go all the way back to 90.
So we're going to do this last hour here from September 2004.
Go to Lloyd, my friend's place, all right?
Lloyd Bonafide. That was a great...
Pick him up. Lloyd Bonafide coming up. Next hour, tomorrow night, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, well, Bob, we'll do that. We'll do some editing later on. What do I need to tell you guys, you PSPs? Oh, tonight we're, you know, we'll have a chat. I hope. I mean, I'm sure we will. I mean, I'm getting my pictures taken at noon. We'll be done by then. Then I got to get in the motherfucking traffic is the only problem coming home. But we ought to be home by 7 o'clock. I'll let you know. I'll be on social media, you know, updating you if things go wrong or things go bad or things go south or things, you know. The other thing is, what are we talking about here? That's about it, man. So we got that and, the bar fights. I'll plug that when we get into the show. And then we'll announce the first bar fight next on Monday. And then we will, the following Tuesday, have our first winner. Is that right? Okay, I guess. I don't know. Something like that. We did this once before. I can't remember how the fuck we did it. It was very successful. I remember that. But how we goddamn well did it is anybody's goddamn guess. Let me see here. Are any of you guys on Facebook and I haven't friended you? Give me a friend request because I have 5 open slots. I just noticed. This is my friend's. Now, I should tell you something about my. This is my friend's account on Facebook. Okay, you may recognize it, you may not. It's not a big goddamn deal. It's where I go to vent, and I know that there's a lot of you that don't agree with me on a lot of stuff, and so I try to keep it out of the show. But if you happen to agree with me on a lot of stuff, I got like 5 open slots there. It's you're allowed 5,000 friends, and I've got 4,995. So if, you know, I know that there's a bunch of you guys. I see you, and I'll say, oh, I should friend request that person. And then I space, I forget. It's Phil Hendry. It's facebook.com/Phil Hendry. The fan page is Phil Hendry. The fan page is facebook.com/Phil Hendry fans, P-H-A-N-S. Phil Hendry, P-H-A-N-S. I got to remember that. I got to remember that, you know. I swear to Christ, that goddamn... It's going to be the death of me, man. It's going to be the fucking death of me. It's fucking... All my S's live in Texas. That's a very... I like to sing that because it makes me laugh. All my S's live in Texas. So all my Texas, you know, all my S's live in Texas. There's the promo. One podcast, one promo. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. All right, man. I got to find out how to, oh, this goddamn thing again. You know, all the other emails that are sent to me are fine, except the one that I get from podcast one, every time I open up a fucking attachment and I try to print it, it's corrupted and it just closes. It closes the site. It closes the site. So I have to do a whole copy and paste on this piece of shit. I have to copy and paste the goddamn thing down to notes. And then I have to, you know, basically print notes. Which you would say, yeah, so Phil, so do that. I do, but it's like one extra motherfucking step that I don't want to goddamn have to goddamn take. And at my age... All right. And then, let me ask you something. Do all your S's live in Tess's? Got the law after me. All right. Okay, so that's groovy. Now what, Phil? Oh, I know. Now we go back to email, and we go and we find that other one. Print, you motherfucker, print. Print, you motherfucker, print. Okay, I'll be right back. You want some music? Because I got to do my pre-show piss. Pardon me for, you know, being as graphic as I am. But hey, you know what? That's kind of how I roll. Boom. I'll be right back. Blow it out your ass. Thank you. All right, I'm good. All right, man.
Okay, man. All right, man. All right, man.
Hello. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. Hello. You say yes. I say no, you say bye, I say, what is it, how's it going? You say goodbye, and I say hello, hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. Beatles. All right. Hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. Are you ready? Thank you, and we now officially exit the pre-show, if you'll pardon the expression, if you'll pardon the vulgarity.